Chapter 21. The Major's phone buzzed in his pocket. He was sitting in the back of a black cab, heading back to Tem's house. He looked at the screen of his phone. It was Darren Keeley. He took the call.
Boss, the cupboard was bare, I'm afraid.
Any idea where they went?
I spoke to the neighbours both sides, and Martin has been gone for about 6 months, but was around most weekends. The wife and kids were here, but they went away a couple of days ago. They have two cars. His isn't there, but hers is. According to one of the neighbours, Martin was here on Monday and seemed distraught. They heard shouting and banging inside the house.
What was he up to? Domestic violence, maybe?
Negative, boss. The wife and kid weren't there then. He was alone.
Gannon frowned. This wasn't making any sense.
After that, he left, and they haven't seen him or the family. I guess that's not what you wanted to hear, is it, boss?
The Major smiled grimly.
I'm just trying to find out what he's up to, he said.
Did you ever work with him?
Trained with him a few times, said Keeley. Bloody good shot with a Glock, and none too shabby at sniping. Always got a perfect score in the killing house. He fucked up a couple of times, is what I heard, on active ops. He quit rather than being RTU'd. That's pretty much all I know, boss. He wasn't really in the regiment long enough to get to know.
All right, Darren, you can stand down. Thanks for your help.
The Major ended the call and looked out of the window, trying to make sense of the limited information he had. An SAS trooper who couldn't make the grades sets out to find work in the private sector. Then he turns up at an MI5 footy house, where 7 officers are murdered. Then he starts chasing the only survivor from the house. Had he been hired to carry out the killings? There had been several cases of men leaving the regiment to work in the drugs industry or using their military skills to rob banks. But killing MI5 officers was a whole different ballgame. And from what little Gannon had heard about Marty Hurst, he really didn't sound the type to go rogue.